And now it's time for our first feature this week. As part of a regular evening news series, In My View, Valerie Slaughter sees why some people prefer animals to humans. Our reader is Peter Dennington.
I have often heard some people say that they prefer animals to humans. As I've always considered myself to be a people person, I initially felt this to be an odd statement. However, upon reflection and a little research, I found myself being more able to understand this point of view. Any pet owner will appreciate the reliability and non-judgmental nature of their animal, whose consistent, unconditional love knows no bounds. Dogs, for example, do not suffer from petty jealousies, take days to decide if they want to go walkies, like some friends do if you ask them out. When you walk in the door, they greet you as if you were some divine being. They don't just glance up and then return to what they were doing. They don't seem to suffer from mood swings, teenage angst, or take it out on you if they have had a bad day. Nor do they argue with you or back chat, but hang on to your every word, as your word is law. You can confide your deepest secrets to them and be certain they will never tell. Nonetheless, our German shepherds, sadly now departed to doggy heaven, were not without their faults. Rhea would lie contentedly dozing by my side in the lounge until my husband left the room, whereupon she would jump up and purloin whatever she could from the fruit bowl before he returned. Even as a tiny pup, she managed to jump 3 feet in the air to devour the leg from the Christmas turkey. Kyra, our second dog, chewed through her large beanbag bed, and we came home to a scene similar to an Icelandic movie. Snow-like beads of polystyrene covered the entire kitchen, worktop floor. Even the dog herself looked like a yeti, sitting amidst the chaos. Communication skills among animals have been found to be quite basic and undeveloped, whereas humans are the only known species with highly developed ones. Questionable nowadays, with text speak and phrases such as "in it" after every sentence, and apparently our closest genetic relative, the chimpanzee, around 99% similar in DNA, can be taught to do everything a human can, though it is usually at a more primitive level. Another debatable point, when we hear the way some humans treat each other at times. Some famous people too have said they preferred animals to people. Sigmund Freud stated that dogs love their friends and bite their enemies, quite unlike people who are incapable of pure love and always have to mix love with hate. I admit I have had fallings out with friends from time to time in the course of my many years on this earth, but we have never quite reached the point of biting each other. Even Charles de Gaulle, the former president of France, said, "The better I get to know people, the more I find myself loving dogs." On odd occasions, I can see what he means. Friendship between humans may wane, but the faithfulness and loyalty from a pet is eternal. To them, you are the master, a legend, who can do no wrong, so it is easy to see the appeal. However, even though I have explored both sides of the debate and can appreciate both points of view, I still cannot quite visualise sitting in the theatre with a German shepherd in the next seat, or enjoying a meal out with a cockapoodle sitting opposite me. So I guess my friends will still have to hang around for a while.